Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. You know, just before the broadcast, I run around and do all kinds of farm chores. And I went out to the solar system control panel last night. And I did was I got this used battery bank. So it's a 500 ampere hour nickel iron battery bank. It's identical to the one that we had. So we have two 500 ampere hour at 1.2 volt battery banks. Each one of the banks has 40 cells, 40 cells. So 40 times 1.2 is 48 volts. So I have two of these now hooked up in parallel. And I've been trying to charge. I bought this, a guy and I split 80 cells. You know, one of our instructors, and he lives in another state, and we ordered them together directly from China, and he decided he wanted, we have Charles? Great, thank you, Jason. So we ordered 80 cells, and after about 5 years, he decided that he'd rather have a different technology, like lithium. And I like the nickel iron, it works great for me. So it takes a little bit of getting used to, you know, adding distilled water and topping them off, and it takes some maintenance, whereas the lithium don't take any maintenance at all. You just, you know, all you need is Federal Reserve accounting unit dollars to keep replacing them. So I bought them used from him, so I have the identical lot number, the identical set, they match perfectly, same age, everything. And hooked them up. They're taking forever to charge because it's a big battery bank. So now it's 1,000 ampere hours instead of 500. And I've been charging for days and days, and we haven't had a lot of sun. So it's taking forever. So last night I decided that I would save the battery, flip the switches so that it would use just the grid overnight and not run the farmhouse on the battery bank. And this morning I was flipping it back to solar, and I have the inverter hooked up to it, and the inverter, oh, sorry, not the inverter, the uninterruptible power system failed this morning just before the broadcast. So it looks like I need to buy two new batteries for that, and they're 12-volt lead-acid batteries, and they last about a couple of years. You can probably set your watch by them. I am failing. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to figure out a way of bypassing, taking out of the circuit those lead-acid batteries and just run the uninterruptible power system for the broadcast on just the nickel-iron battery. So I'm going to tap off about 24 volts from the nickel-iron battery bank and just run it on that and be done with it. So Charles is with us in Ohio. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning, Vincent. Hope you're well in the class.
Yeah, doing really well. It looks like we're gonna survive the drought. It looks like, well, we're cutting hay now. So yesterday was the first day we cut. Our son was at the hay mower. We have a John Deere, an old antique John Deere tractor, diesel, six-cylinder, and it's hooked up to a John Deere old antique hay mower, a rotary cutter hay mower. And we're cutting the field, and Mrs. Finelli was out there with her international tractor, 40-horsepower diesel tractor, and she was out there with a tedder going round and round in circles after our son. And this tedder takes the hay, and it the grass it was just cut, and it flips it up in the air, and it comes down random. And the idea is, instead of mowing the hay with a rotary cutter, what that's like, it's like a knife, and it literally cuts the grass, the tall grass, and the grass just falls over and on itself. And so it's like a mat of grass, and it doesn't dry all that well, because it's grass covering grass covering grass, you know, on top of grass on top of grass on top of grass. So what this tedder does is it flips it up in the air and it randomizes and it comes down and lets more air get underneath it and more exposure to the sun, and it dries quicker. And that's the challenge we have, because we don't have a lot of heat. We have some sun, but not enough heat to dry it quickly. So we have a short window. You got to get all the hay cut really quickly. We have no room for error. And my estimation is we're going to have about a third to 40% of the hay we would normally get for the second cutting, which means that we are probably going to survive without having to sell any cows, which is really good news, because very few farmers have been able to pull that off. So I'm all excited about that. We're making some progress on the campground, but boy, everything, you know, Charles, everything is getting more and more complicated. Is that happening in your life, too?
I'm in a fortunate situation where it's kind of steady. Things are kind of staying steady, but I can see how, at every level, I mean, I don't know if it's just getting more mature, but things constantly squeeze in on you and make it more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charles, we have a really poor signal. It kind of sounds like you're at the end of a tunnel. So if you could change your position, maybe, or maybe we could have Jason call you back at the end of this segment and see if we get a better signal. Before we talk about energy efficiency and automotive energy efficiency, I wanted to mention something about oil filters. Have you ever cut them open and looked at the inside of them, at the difference of the, you know, brand versus brand versus brand versus brand, to see the construction of them? Have you done that?
Yes, I have opened filters before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you look on the internet, class, and you look at YouTube videos, there are a bunch of videos on these guys, these do-it-yourselfers, and they cut open these oil filters, and they say, oh, look at this one. See, this one has an orange-colored gasket. That's better. This one has a black one. Not so good. This one has an orange-colored bypass valve system. Pressure relief, if you will. That's good. This black one, not so good. This one has metal end caps on the filter itself, the filter media. That's good. This one has cardboard with felt. Not so good. I got to tell, and this one has more pleats. This one has less pleats. But what they haven't done, as far as I can tell, no one has looked at the pressure that comes out of an oil filter. So what I'm saying is, take a brand new oil change on a car. Make sure you get all the old oil out. Put a filter in it, and then measure the oil pressure at a specific RPM. Let's say idle, for example. What's the oil pressure? What's the oil pressure at 1,500 RPM? And then change the filter and put in a different brand and do the same measurement, and then do another. I don't think anybody's done that. And the reason I'm saying that is they're taking into account how many pleats the oil filter media has. They're saying, well, more pleats is better. Well, it is if they're all the same size pleat, and it is if the filter media is the same media. But the filter media is not the same. Some of it is coarse, if you will, lets larger particles of contamination through. Some of it is really fine and hardly lets the oil through. So these guys that say, you know, go by the number of pleats and whether it's a steel end cap or a paper end cap on the filter media, that's only part of the equation. That's not the full equation. Do you agree, or do you have any comments?
Do you have access to here in it used to be around my area, but there's a service counter magazine that comes out that goes to like the parts stores.
Yeah, I've seen them in the past. I've seen them in the 70s, but I haven't seen them since then. And I don't get them.
I I get one for the machinist, but they offer them for the Counterman. They have Counterman magazine, and they do cover, like you're saying, not specifically the test you're saying, but that. And there's a Fleet Service magazine. Have you ever seen that for like trucking companies?
No, I have. I've never. No, I have not.
I do agree with you. That test would be convenient, but yeah, they they're and you know the libraries that have the SAE papers that have the journal for the Society of Automotive Engineers, they I am sure have done, because I, you know, I mean, a lot of this stuff, when I'm not, when I have a 9-to-5 job, which I don't have right now, I don't have time to look at it and go dig like I used to. But yeah, I have tests, not the specific one you're saying, but they've done quite a bit of. To know what's going on in, like, the bypass inside the oil filter, and they know at which pressure they start ballooning at and where they run into trouble. And like you say, not currently. Those aren't the aftermarket manufacturers. Those are things that the factory did when they were in control, and they were ensuring products would go 100,000 miles, you know, one out your oil filter. But when they were ensuring that they wanted engines to last, and in Fleet Service, they, you know, and like you say, they'll run an engine constantly and on gasoline and propane, and then disassemble the engine. You know, even the oil manufacturers and gasoline manufacturers did tests like that. But they, it's amazing the tests that they have done, but the specific one you're talking about, no, I haven't seen that, and that would be interesting too.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is we were looking at, we hooked up a scanner to a Dodge 318 cubic inch engine, 1999, and I was interested in what the oil pressure was. And it was about 6.9 pounds per square inch as the computer read it at idle. That seems really low to me. That seems like just enough oil pressure to keep the engine from self-destructing. It would come up to about 40 PSI at, let's say, 1,500 to 2,000 RPM, which is fine. But the idle oil pressure seemed really low to me. And that indicates, you know, a worn engine, worn rod bearings, worn camshaft bearings, worn main bearings, you know, those kinds of things, because the oil has an easier time getting through all those passages when the clearances are greater from wear than when the clearances are tighter from, you know, an engine being new. So I wanted to know that. And then, so if you take that and put that into combination with an oil filter that has a really tight media, meaning it catches the smallest of small particles and doesn't is pretty restrictive in order to catch those small particles, that's like a recipe for disaster in my world. I'd rather have an oil filter that would flow more oil and maybe miss some of the particles. So that's, you know, my thinking. Mercedes-Benz came out with an oil filter that did both. That was back in 1983.
We'll be right back. Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles is with us. And, you know, Charles, I was thinking, I was in the shower this morning, and that's where I do some of my clear thinking, and I was thinking, they need to fire the guy at Fram, the Fram oil filter company, who decided to name their oil filters. Because they have one that's called Extra Guard. They have another one called Tough Guard. Now, which is better? Is the Extra Guard better than the Tough Guard? Is the Tough Guard better than the Extra Guard? And what about the high mileage one? Is that better than the Tough Guard and the Extra Guard? And what about the Ultra? You know, they really need to have a better naming system than that. I think it's a terrible, terrible naming system. Extra Guard, Tough Guard, High Mileage, and Ultra. Maybe if they had good, better, and best, or if they had level 1, level 2, level 3, and they said level 1 is, you know, or how about this? Standard, you know, standard oil filter, and then medium-duty oil filter, and then heavy-duty oil filter. That might make more sense to somebody like me. Any comments about that, Charles?
Oh, yeah, it would be more convenient, especially like a standard that would run across the industry to tell. And it's like automotive batteries, 9-volt batteries that maybe the old wet cells. Every auto manufacturer would change the dimensions of the battery every year, and that was only necessary because they wanted to make their product exclusive with an exclusive battery. That they hate to have it's something that that will overlap 2 years because people might. Because aftermarket comes in and bites off their share and makes it difficult for them to get us to buy new cars.
And Charles, when I first started working and being paid to be an auto mechanic, I worked at Sears Roebuck and Company in their automotive shop. They had about 20 bays at the time, and I was assigned one of them. And I asked this was around 1970, and I asked the shop foreman, so what's the deal with these diehard batteries? And that's when they first came out. And battery cases were always one color. The battery case was always black. It was black plastic. And that's because when they first came out, they were Bakelite plastic, the forerunner of plastic, and that was always black. So the battery cases, when they improved them to a plastic case, they were dyed black. Well, Sears came out with their top-of-the-line battery called a diehard, and it was a white case with a black lid. And when people saw it for the first time, said, this is different. This is way different. It's a white case with black top, looks different. And what they did was batteries were sold with warranties like 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, as many months as 36. But when diehard came out, they had a 48-month battery. And they sold it for more money than the 36-month guaranteed battery of a competitor. And people thought that was absolutely positively the best. So if you had a diehard battery, you opened your hood, I mean, that was something to be proud of. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, class. A diehard battery under the hood stood out because it wasn't the black battery case. It was the white one. It looked so different. It looked better. And I asked the shop foreman about that. And I said, what's up with the diehard battery? I was a brand new employee as a mechanic there, so I didn't know if I should ask questions or not, but I did. And he said, well, Vinny, it's the same thing. It's made by Globe Battery Company, and like three battery companies that make automotive batteries, and Globe is one of them. Johnson is another one, Johnson Controls. And he said that this is made by Globe, and it's a 36-month battery. But what they did was they called it a diehard. They put it in a white and black plastic case, and they guaranteed it for 48 months, even though it would only last 36. They said what this really means is we charge more for them, and when they fail at 36 months, the customer says, wow, well, it's still under warranty. Can I get a new one? And we'd sell them a new one and give them 36-month credit. So we sold them a 36-month battery for more. It failed at 36 months. And then we sold them another battery. And that's what we kept doing, selling batteries, because Sears rated them for a greater life expectancy than they had. That was the beginning of the end of Sears, literally. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation continues to attack American households and remain close to a 40-year high. The Labor Department on Tuesday reported its consumer price index rose to 8.3% in August from the same month a year ago. The CPI measures what consumers pay for goods and services. Ukraine's President Zelensky called on the West to speed up deliveries of weapon systems as Ukrainian troops move to retake a large portion of northeastern territory from fleeing Russian troops. Taiwan's defense ministry is reporting two Chinese aircraft on Monday crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which normally serves as an unofficial barrier between the two sides, as Beijing continues its military maneuvers near the island. Bank of America employs over 208,000 people around the planet. Brian Moynihan, Bank of America CEO on Fox News, says things might be turning around.
Best things about America is we have a consumer base that's employed and working and earning and spending.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day
you've
got here.
Take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Charles is with us. Charles, do you have any comments about what I said about the die-hard battery looking different from the traditional batteries that came in cars like from General Motors and Chrysler and Famoco, Ford Motor Company?
Yes, I've heard similar in other applications that I don't recall right offhand if it was automotive, but I know that it is common practice to give people a warranty and give them the exact same product, because I go to the general parts stores in the area, and you know, you're getting an alternator that's been rebuilt or whatever, and they will give you, you'll be getting the same thing, but you can get a different warranty.
Right, right. So, for example, it happens in washing machines. So if you get the bottom... when Whirlpool was making washing machines for a lot of companies, you could get them under different labels. For example, Sam's Club sold them under the Estate label. You could buy them under the Whirlpool label. You could buy them under other labels. I believe Norge was one. And if you looked at the inside, transmissions were the same. The motors were the same. They changed the tub size. They changed the lid style. They changed the control panel style. And they would change the features. But the transmission was the same and the motor was the same. So for the most part, the washing machines were the same except for capacity and features. So if you thought you were getting a much better machine if you bought, more expensive one, that wasn't necessarily the case. It could be that you got a better quality tub. Maybe they would change the thin steel tub with porcelainized steel with a plastic one. Plastic would make less noise, wouldn't rust. But which is better? I don't know. The plastic ones seemed to work okay, but we didn't know when they first came out if they'd be better or worse. But the bottom line is you don't necessarily get a more heavy-duty machine when you buy the more expensive version, like the Ford LTD versus the Galaxy 500 car. It was the same car, the same engine, pretty much the same, except you got more luxurious upholstery, maybe a little wider tires, but the durability was about the same. Any comments about that?
Yeah, that's very true. It sells throughout our system. We just dress it up and it sales is more perception than actual thing. It's just to get people to come in and buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when it comes to oil filters, I'm looking at examples, and we did not plan to talk about this. I just took us off on a tangent. I'm looking at oil filters that say Pennzoil, yellow oil filters for cars. I'm looking at orange ones that say Fram. And I've used the Pennzoil ones. I bought a case of them. Someone wanted to dump them, and they fit my Chevy. And I really liked them. I thought these Pennzoil oil filters were just great. And I paid somewhere around a dollar and change each. So I bought maybe 24 of them. So I've had them. I think I've used up the last one. But I really liked them. I cut them open. I liked everything about them. And they look just like the Fram. So if you look at the Pennzoil and you look at this Fram, they're identical, except for the color of the paint. And if you look at, let's say, the Motorcraft oil filter that fits the Ford, the FL1A model, it's the same as a Purolator. Isn't that interesting? So I'm coming to the conclusion that Fram made the oil filters for Pennzoil, and Purolator makes the oil filters for Motorcraft, but probably not every single model of Motorcraft oil filters made by Purolator. So you can't say for certain that every model of every oil filter with a different brand name is manufactured by the same company. Can't say that because they switch. And I know for a fact that the STP branded oil filters that are sold by AutoZone, I've cut a bunch of them open. I have a pipe cutter, and it has a whole bunch of cutter heads on it. And it's got a chain, kind of like a bicycle chain with cutters on it. And it's made for cutting pipe, like a tailpipe or an exhaust pipe. Well, I use it to cut oil filters open because I want to know. And when I cut them open, I look at them, and I've noticed that the oil filters that are made for AutoZone that are branded STP are not all the same. I don't think they're all from the same company. They have different filter media. Sometimes they perform really well. Sometimes I'm not too happy with them. So you can't go by just brand name anymore. That's what I'm saying. Any comments, Charles?
Yeah, that's interesting. And it is when a manufacturer has... I worked at a time for a bakery, and they were labeling their, they were making products for everybody. They made everybody's product and they slapped their label on it. But they did change the, they did offer different, you know, a wide variety of different breads, but they were making, it was just surprising, you know, you'd walk in there and you'd see all the local supermarkets and they'd be making their bread for them.
Right. That's very interesting. And I was talking to a guy many, many decades ago. I wanted to buy a tractor. And the guy said, so what are you looking at? And I said, I'm looking at a John Deere and I'm looking at, you know, International Harvester. And the comment by the salesperson was, well, you know, John Deere is really proud of that green paint, insinuating that if you buy one that's painted green, it's going to cost more than one that's painted red. And that's all, that's the only difference, the color of the paint, which is absolutely not true. Not true at all. So, as far as I can tell, John Deere has done a better job than many tractor and equipment manufacturers. They have done a better job. And they paint them green. But there's still some great tractors out there that are not painted green. Some of them are painted blue, like Ford. Some of them are painted red, like International Harvester. And some of them are painted other colors, and they're not so good. So you cannot go by the color. You cannot go necessarily by just the brand name, because even good brand names make lousy products. That's for sure. So we had a problem with some STP branded oil filters, and we noticed that we put them on a car, on a specific model car, just one model car, one make, one model, that after about 3,000 miles, the oil filter would leak oil all over the engine. We just spray dirty engine oil all over the engine. The oil filter was rated for as much as 5,000 miles, last up to 5,000 miles, which is absolutely true. If it lasted 1 mile, they meet the claim that it lasts up to 5,000. You know, between 1 mile and 5,000 miles. That satisfies up to 5,000 miles, doesn't it? Well, the oil filter gasket would start leaking because the oil filter media was so fine it would plug up. And it would, the oil filter gasket, that round O-ring, if you will, couldn't sustain the pressure of the oil pump. And it would pump oil all over the engine. So we changed to the same brand, but the extra capacity filter, you know, the one that costs three times as much. No problems whatsoever. Same brand, more expensive oil filter, higher capacity, more pleats, more filter media, looser filter media rather than tighter filter media, and it works great. Which is what I was saying about, I'd rather have an oil filter that flows plenty of oil than one that filters every single particle of oil out but doesn't flow much oil. An example would be, if you were going to use, for a coffee filter, if you were to use a paper towel, you know, off one of those rolls, it'd probably work okay. You might kill yourself in the long run because of the dioxins in bleaching the paper, but it would flow coffee through it. If you took a piece of copier paper from a printer or a copier and you made a coffee filter out of that, it wouldn't flow any coffee at all because the media is so tight, it would filter out the smallest of particles, so small that water doesn't get through it. So that's the analogy I'm talking about. I want one that will flow enough oil to cool the engine and lubricate it so it doesn't self-destruct, you know, because of lack of lubrication. That's the whole point of this discussion. Charles, you want to talk about performance?
Yes, I do. And in general, when I fool with performance automobiles, I'm mostly a motor engine guy, and just the engines I was fooling with had the option of improving. You, we want to tinker and improve the oil system, so there are deficiencies, and yeah, the engines we work on occasionally that can be addressed while you have it disassembled, and you can match the oil holes to the bearings. The bearings have holes, and factory assembly line techniques, sometimes they misalign the holes so that your oil passage is obstructed. But I just was thinking about the filters, and the filters, I lost my train of thought.
Well, while you're thinking about it, let me put an exclamation point on what you're saying. I had a Lotus Europa, E-U-R-O-P-A, is 1,558cc, inline four-cylinder with a double overhead cam Hemi head on it. A really neat little race car. And from the factory, the guys that built the engine, the block, put the bearings, their rod bearings, I'm talking about the connecting rods that are connected to the pistons. They put their two halves of a bearing, and there's the upper half, which has a hole in it, small hole, about maybe an eighth of an inch, in a very specific location. And it's chamfered so that it's kind of has a radius on one side of the hole. And the other half of the bearing, the lower half of the bearing, and these are Babbitt bearings, they're like soft metal bearings, had no hole in it. And the guys, so there are four connecting rods, four bearings that have two halves each, and the hole in the upper bearing half goes in a specific location, and the one without the hole goes in the lower location. And the idea is the oil pressure that is lubricating the connecting rod journal on the crankshaft has oil there, and it squirts oil around the crankshaft or the connecting rod journal to the bearing and out the squirt hole, and the squirt hole then squirts the oil on the cylinder walls to lubricate the pistons and the rings. Well, the guys that built it put the bearings in upside down. The engine lasted 3,000 miles and was burning a quart of oil like every 100 miles.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to finish out this little story about these rod bearings, these connecting rod bearings on a Lotus Europa engine. It was a Ford Cortina engine, an English Ford engine. And it was in a little Ford car that was modified to a much higher level of performance by putting in a Cosworth head and a double overhead cam Hemi. It's really, really kind of neat. Well, the rod bearings were put in upside down. The piston rings hardly got lubricated at all, and it wore out the pistons and the rings. And so I had to show the factory that the engine was manufactured incorrectly. And reluctantly, they agreed to rebuild the engine, which they did. They took it all apart and put it all back together, and the same thing happened. The guy that rebuilt it looked at the way it was built, said, well, the rod bearings must be, you know, put the squirt hole down instead of up. Same thing happened. So that's two engines. They got it wrong twice in a row. So now what would happen if I didn't know anything about engines? They'd say, well, heck, this is a $4,000 engine. It's a high-performance engine. And you must have done something wrong, Mr. Finelli. I mean, you must have put the wrong oil in it or put the wrong oil filter on it. It's your fault. But because I knew about engine construction and I proved it, they rebuilt it twice for free. Any comments, Charles?
Excellent. Yeah, their default is always you messed up. But what I was trying to get to was I had a choice. We have the choice of replacing the pump with a high volume pump, mm-hmm. and that can be useful at times, like you were saying. When you build a performance engine at times, usually. Like you're saying, on the connecting rods and main bearings, you will build those engines looser. They'll have mm-hmm. a wider clearance. But mm-hmm. Depending on how wide you make it, you could possibly need a high-volume oil pump to take up the extra space, whereas a standard oil pump will be preferred in other applications where you put together an engine very tight with tight fittings that you want to go for 100,000 miles, and you don't want to use that high-volume pump because the extra oil that it flows would cause extra drag on the motor, and it decreases your mileage. I mean, they do the same thing, and now in for automatic transmissions, it used to be they would use a vacuum modulator to set the line pressure. And that would be, it would be a drag on the engine and decrease mileage. Now they use a throttle valve so that at low throttle settings, at cruising speeds, you are using a lot less oil flow in your transmission because it doesn't need the holding power it needs under full acceleration, where the line pressure is increased to couple the power to the wheels. And you know, there's a rule. Also, there's a rule in performance. It's surprising how low they set the stock the idling oil pressure for engines. And in your truck application, I would assume that it would probably be higher. But for automobiles, you can get away with a fairly low pressure. But what they want to see is an increase. For I don't remember offhand, but it's like 10 pounds for every 1,000 RPM, something like that. So
yeah, that sounds about right.
6 might be okay, but you know, in some applications, and that, like you say, it would depend on the filter you're using, the oil you're using, whether it's natural or synthetic, or
I'm talking about 6.9 pounds per square inch at about 700 RPM, which is exactly what you're saying. You know, 10 pounds of oil pressure per 1,000 RPM. So 2,000 RPM would be a minimum of 20 pounds per square inch. And that would be the minimum that I'd want to see. Absolute minimum. That's with an engine hot, the oil thin, you know, from being hot. That's the minimum I'd want to see at 2,000 RPM. As a matter of fact, I'd rather see it around 30, 35. Actually, you know, 35 would be where I'd like to see it.
I agree. You want to? I'd like to see higher, but also I'd also go and look and see if I could find any comparison. That's why, you know, always like finding a friend with the same vehicle so you can double check. And occasionally, even the pickup sensors can be can mislead you. So you got to do
absolutely.
Take a little recess sometimes.
Absolutely. Arjun is on line one. Arjun from West Virginia. We'll put you on right after the top of the hour commercial breaks and news announcements. Arjun is a USA Preparers instructor, as well as Charles. Charles and I are talking about engines. We're talking about oil filters. We're talking about parasitic drag. We're talking about friction drag. We're talking about efficiency. And we're going to be talking about HHO, Brown's gas, and modifying an engine for more performance. How to do it, what to do, and some cautions, because it could be dangerous. Don't do anything you hear on the media, including
right
here.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets?
Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.